Blog Talk Radio.
No, 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 no. Teach them to love, love one another. That heaven might find place in the heart.
Bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you and you. Call a friend and tell them that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And we're here always, you and you. Our whole desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level and to listen to what you have to say. And we come together and we're always sharing our experiences one to another. Father, we thank you, oh God, what you are doing. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to bless our listeners in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch your hand and deliver us, oh God, whatever they might be going through, to encourage them and bind Satan's hand on every part, oh God, because we know you're able to do everything but fail. And we thank you now. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. God bless you and thank you for tuning in again. We're Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can find us on the web. Also at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you can also find us our website, www.jciministries.org. jciministries.org. Our website. Amen. You can call in always at 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816 at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Those just tuning in for the first time, amen. How we work is that we call your area code in your last four digits. We will not ask for your name or your location because these programs are being recorded to be used again. And you can always go back and hear these different broadcasts and episodes, amen, to blogtalkradio.com www.jci.org/JCI Ministries and /Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. So happy to have you. Amen. It's called a friend. And tell a friend, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We always try to say something to help you wherever you might be, whatever you're going through. And it's not a mistake that you are here. And it's not a mistake that somehow you click this broadcast. And no. God draws you through this broadcast. Amen. Because it's always good to know that he knows everything. He sees everything. Amen. He cares for you. Amen. He cares for you. Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpening iron. Amen. Those of you that's cooks, amen. You know the chef, they take two knives and they shoot. Amen. Rub them together. Amen. And sharpen them. Amen. That's why we come together. Amen. What you have and I have, amen. We hopefully that when we say something, each one of us get a more keen understanding about God and your walk with God. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man falleth down 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. A just man, he doesn't just go out there, amen, get involved in wickedness. Amen. Whatever. No, things can happen. Situations going on now with the virus. Amen. The economy. Amen. Unemployment. Amen. Things can happen. Amen. You find yourself have strayed away. Amen. Some shape or form. Amen. And God, as God, repent. Amen. Say, God, I'm sorry. Holy Spirit, bring back to you. Remember, say, now you're strayed too far. You're losing your faith. You're losing your touch in reality with God. And he loves you and he care. Whatever the means may be, amen, the Lord will. Amen. You can consult with him and talk with him. Amen. And he will pick you up. Pick you up. Amen. 7 times. Amen. 7 times. Amen. But you have to understand, you're not tempting God to do that. You're not tempting God to do that. Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, 2 or 3 or 4 people saying things, amen, you're not aware of, or you ask people their opinion about something, and you find out, amen, people begin to say, along the same line of truth, amen, that you know, and you say, okay, then, I believe I'm on the right track of solving this problem, working this direction, amen, to get things done, amen. So we thank God for you, and we always utilize the scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, say, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for the instruction of righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished and equipped in every good work. Amen. All scriptures. The Bible consists of scriptures. Amen. That's what it's about, scriptures. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. You and when you talk to friends and families, amen, you can give them a text, say, now come, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. The subject at this time, amen, old school church. Amen. Old school. Amen. You ever heard of that? Amen. People are using that terminology in terms of things that, amen, they believe in using, amen, constantly to solve problems or situations and technology. They say, well, I'm using the old school way, amen, shorthand, writing, amen, walking the letters. Any way they find, they say, well, I'm using the old way. I'm using the old way. Amen. Pertaining to the church, Jesus himself, amen, he is the one that brought the church in existence. God sent Jesus, and Jesus, amen, brought the church in, amen, to existence. Amen. And we find that God loved the world so. He gave a gift. Jesus is a gift to the world. Amen. He's a gift to the world. He's a gift to the world for salvation. Amen. John 3:16, very familiar. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave. We can stop right there. That he gave, amen, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And 17th verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. Amen. And this is not going to change. It's not going to change. And Apostle John, amen, the material that he had recorded, the 6-7 miracles he recorded, John said he did it to the fact that to prove to people that Jesus is God. That Jesus is God. So the church is not going to change because Jesus is not going to change. Amen. St. John 14, amen. Jesus, amen, told the church, when he told his disciples, St. John 14, is that that I am the way. 14:6, Jesus said that he, unto him, asked Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. So that's not going to change. Jesus, amen, is not going to change. Amen. He has set up the church. He has, amen, he has brought things into existence through the church. And he's not going to change. Amen. The Apostle John, amen, his writings, amen, you find in the 20th chapter, the Apostle John, and he was talking about the signs that he did, that Jesus had done. 20th chapter, Gospel according to John, in the 30th verse, he said, and many other signs truly Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which is not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Amen. Amen. John said that there's many other things been written in this book. Amen. But the things that, the miracles that he had done, amen, Jesus, amen, it was written and he recorded it that you may understand, amen, that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. You notice again he said in the 21st chapter, amen, he went on to say, amen, that there are many other things Jesus did to which they should be written, every one. I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Amen. So, in order to say that the church is behind date and that the church, amen, is old, amen, then you have to address the fact, the founder of the church. Amen. You have to address the fact all the way back. Amen. God sent Jesus. Amen. God sent Jesus. You have to address John 3:16. Then you have to, God sent him to the world to save the world. Amen. In order to get the world to be saved, amen, it's got to be through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said he is the way, amen. He is the truth and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. So you have God, those that believe in God, amen. Then God sent Jesus, amen. And God said, now you have to accept my son, Jesus Christ, amen, to order to come to him. And Jesus turned around and said, listen, if you want to get to God, you got to come to me, because no man can come unto the Father but by me. You have to come to Jesus Christ, amen, to get to God. So God is not going to change. So Jesus is not going to change. He bought the church, amen, and these are the foundations, the things, amen. The people must believe. They got to believe that Jesus is God's son. They got to believe that Jesus is God's son. Amen. That's not going to change. Salvation, amen. The way of salvation is not going to change. That's the foundation. Amen. Those are the foundations. Amen. The church is built off of the foundations of Jesus' teaching. Amen. And they're not going to change. They're not going to change. The book of Galatians, the third chapter. Amen. And we find that Paul is speaking here. Amen. One of his the pastoral epistles, third chapter, according to Galatians. Amen. He picks it up, and we're just going to pick up a little bit here in the 20th verse of the third chapter for the sake of time. Amen. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law against the promises of God? God forbid. But there has been a law given which could have given life. Verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But the scriptures has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ may be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up into the faith which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we may be justified by faith. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now, you know, we have the ABC, the elementary school, amen. They bring us in to a foundation. They give you your language, and it brings us in to the ABCs, again, the arithmetic, amen. It brings us in, amen, that whereby you can address yourself as the time your age goes on, and after a while, amen, your education begin to increase, amen. Then you come into a full age, a certain age, amen, the school is geared towards, amen, where you should be at a certain age. Amen. The law tutored us. It kind of carefully brought us through. Amen. The foundation, amen, of belief in God. Amen. It brought us through. Amen. All the way up to Jesus Christ. Amen. When it got to Jesus Christ, amen, the book of Luke, we find Luke in the book of Luke, the 24th chapter. Amen. We find when Jesus was talking to the disciples as he rose from the dead, and he was addressing them in a room, and he was eating honeycomb and boiled fish, and explaining to them about the body amen, that all of them was going to have the same kind of body, transformed body, amen. And he told them this. He said, now, and he said unto them, 24 and 44, amen. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you. All things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses. Amen. And in the prophets and in the psalmists concerning me. Then open he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus is it written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Now notice here the foundation, repentance, amen, and removing of sin should be preached. Remission of sins should be preached from the law of Moses. Amen. From the law of Moses, amen, which God gave Moses the law. Amen. The law of Moses, amen. The prophets, amen. The prophets, amen. And the psalmist, the books of Psalms, amen. All these things should be fulfilled. The scriptures should be fulfilled. Amen. Concerning him. Concerning Jesus. Amen. It was written, he said it had to be, and he rose from the dead. Amen. The third day. Amen. So now, if we start changing, if things start changing, amen, the law of Moses, and when you start edifying and adding to the psalmist prophecy concerning Jesus Christ, amen, and begin to dispute the fact that Jesus Christ, amen, rose from the dead, amen, then you've got a problem, amen. Salvation, people have a salvation problem because the church is not going to stand. The church is not turning against that. The church will not become new as far as you eliminating that. Amen. The foundation, the temple, amen, the factors about salvation is all what the church is about. That's what the church is about. It's about salvation and life. Amen. It's about forgiveness of sin. It's about healing. Amen. It's about God and his son, amen, saving the world. Amen. So when people begin to want to change, saying that the church is outdated, the church is falling apart, amen, it needs to be changed. You know, like people buy new cars constantly, and it's an older church, amen, we need a new car. That's an old car. There was a time when the car was running gas. And some cars now, they got propane. Some cars now are going to electricity. Amen. They're trying to always update things. Amen. Update and bring it on a new stage, a new area. But when you begin to bother with the church, trying to update the church, amen, you're going to find yourself, amen, without salvation. Because the foundation, amen, Luke just finished, talking about it in Luke 20, the book of Luke 24 and 44, and Jesus was telling them to say, amen, all these things must be fulfilled that was written about him. God just didn't throw nothing down, amen, and Jesus just began something new because, amen, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, no, amen, things that Jesus did, the things that brought Jesus in the church in existence, because it was prophesied, it was said, amen, about Christ should come, amen, sacrificing the animals and the bulls and the heifers, amen, was no more, amen, is no more now. What Christ brought a new and an easier way, if I can use that, a new and an easier way to come to God. Everything is in one package. It's in Jesus Christ. Everything is in him. Amen. But now, if you're saying that it is old and out of date, well, you might be old and out of date, but it's not going to change. You need it. Every house needs a foundation, some type of solid structure, form to hold up the building. Amen. You need something to hold up the building. Amen. Every church, amen, every religion you found to have some kind of founder, some kind of man of God, some kind of woman of God, they place all their hope and eternal life on. Amen. And their hope and their eternal life, amen, is in a man or in a woman or in a structure, and it doesn't live any longer. All of those have died on and gone away. So the foundation of whatever that structure is that they believe in is not going to stay. So if you might be able to update a car, a movie, amen, you might be able to update a truck or something by changing, but when it comes down, what's under the car, what's under the building, amen, amen, what cannot be seen, amen, is the part that you have to have, amen. You got to have, amen, you got to have the foundation, what holds up. And when you begin to change the foundation, when you begin to change, amen, bother with God don't need his son, God don't have his son, and God, I can get saved without Jesus, or I can go on without Jesus, all I need is God, then you left the gift of John 3:16. God gave, amen, he gave a gift to people. He gave a gift to the world. Amen. And that gift, amen, you got to believe that God gave that gift. Amen. So people say they love God, they know God, they believe in God. Amen. But that's all the further that they want to go, or that's all the information they have ever heard. Amen. But God gave his son, and his son gave his life. And his son said that no man can come to the Father. Amen. St. John 14:6. No man can come to the Father unless he come by him. Amen. So you cannot take, amen, you cannot take away, amen, the foundation and say you need to put a new foundation because the church is outdated. Amen. The old schoolmaster, the old building, the old things that we used to do, amen, to serve God is outdated. You can't do that. You can do it, but if you really understand that spiritual things don't change like natural things, amen. Spiritual things, God created the heavens and the earth, and it's still here. God created the moon and the stars, and it's still here. The trees and the birds and the animals, and it's still here. Amen. Now, spiritual things don't change. Spiritual things don't change. The devil still is the devil. Hell is still hell. Heaven is still heaven. Amen. The natural things can change. Amen. Because of this flesh and blood. Amen. One of the psalmists says that, the 90th psalm, God knows that we're just like a blade of grass growing up in the day and it's cut down and the wind taking it and blow it away. We're just like a vapor. And God knows that. He knows that. Amen. So to change the church, there's something in your life, amen, in Jesus Christ and God, amen, understand, it's not going to change. God not going to change. Amen. God has given the authority in Jesus. Amen. He said all power, that means authority, Matthew 28, all power given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. So he's not going to change. God's not going to change. The church's not going to change. Amen. Tabernacles on the outside and different things. Amen. They might change the building and the structure, but the foundation on the inside, amen, you are really, amen, dependent on that foundation that Jesus Christ is God's son and he's given you eternal life. You depended on that. your life is so wrapped up in that you might not even know it. You might not even know it. Amen. You might not even know, amen, and realize, come to your thinking, that Jesus said, I'll be with you always. That's what he means. He means he's going to be with you always. Amen. Anything that happens, he's with you. 1 John 4:4 says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. So there are many relations coming up. There are many things that come up. Amen. Situations have changed. Amen. But God not going to change. The old school church. Old school. There's some things, brethren. Amen. Thank God for you can still repent. 1 John 1:9. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. You can still look for God. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and evermore. Amen. You can still look for him to heal. The church still have given the ability. God has given the ability to the church. Amen. Ask him to call for the elders if you're sick. Amen. Let them pray over you. Prayer is still old school. Amen. Old school prayer. Amen. So mama prayed for me. Amen. Still old school. Amen. Ask for forgiveness. Still old way. Amen. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's still old. It's still good. It's still good. You know how you buy food or different things? You got an expiration date on it? Amen. You don't have to worry about Jesus. No expiration date is on Jesus Christ. Amen. He's still the same today and forevermore. He still is our Messiah. He still is our high priest. Amen. That's old school. Amen. But it's not going to change. It's not going to change. When God gave something, when God do something, amen, when God bless something, nobody can curse it. When God curse something, nobody can bless it. God gave his son to the church. Gave his son, his concept for church, and that's good. Every time God gives something, amen, like he said in the beginning of time, amen, when he gave, everything he created, he said it was good and very good. Amen. So when God gave a gift, God gave Jesus, that's good, very good. Can't change it. Can't change it, brethren. Amen. It's best, amen, to rest in it. Amen. You can rest and call on Jesus' name. You don't have no money. You have no friends. You have no family. You have no job. You got a job. You're rich. You're sick. You live on a mountain. You live in the ocean. You live above the ocean. Amen. You live in Africa. You live in Canada. Amen. You live in Alaska. Amen. You live in wherever, you can call on Jesus. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. That end of the world, brother, we're all looking at. Amen. Things, when you find out, as you continue to live, that Jesus is there. You sing a hymn, a song, or a pray, and you find out, oh, God's still with me. Amen. You get a dream, a vision, and, oh, God is still with me. Amen. So now you're looking at, well, if he's been with me all these different times and all these different adjustments, amen. Amen. I know, and you feel assured down in your soul, amen, down in your spirit, amen, that he still loved you, he still cared for you, amen. And that's old school. It's old school. He's not going to change. He's not going to change. God's not going to change. All right, we're going to open up the studio as well. We come together and we discuss things, and our effort always is that, amen, we are to help one another, amen, to understand. I know we've been bombarded on every hand. Jesus said there will be many, many false prophets and false teachers going to come. There are many. Amen. They're skillful in languages. They're skillful in all type of trickery and deception. Amen. Because that's what the devil did. He's trickery. Amen. He's subtle. He's sharp. But his whole desire that you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You accept every other name in the world. Amen. But there's no other name under heaven given. Oh, Bishop, you know, I accept this name. I accept that. I accept this. The Bible says no other name under heaven whereby man can be saved. And that's number one. Remember, we want to get that question out of your spirit, your mind. Amen. That you do have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He saved you. He's quickened you. He's with you. Amen. You might not be able to feel him when you sleep or you're talking. Amen. When you're hurt and you're sick. Amen. Have no friends. Your mind not working, but he's with you. Amen. Amen. The natural body can't feel it sometimes, but amen. The spiritual man is there. You've been quickening. You've been born again. Amen. You didn't go down to all these different hospitals and nursing homes and emergency rooms. Amen. No. You went to a spiritual, amen, a spiritual birth. Amen. That's what it's about. It's a spiritual birth. When you got that spiritual birth, amen, then you begin to grow in Christ. And when you begin to grow in Christ, amen, then you begin to understand, amen, that he don't change. Because a lot of things can change around you, amen, but he don't change. He's there, and it's about life. So once you get that subject cleared up out of your system, your mind, so when the enemy come up to, oh, the church ain't there, the church ain't this, the church ain't there, you can rebuke that. So you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time, brother. Amen. That subject should not be dealt with again and again. Oh, you, I'm not saved. I'm not. No, you don't have to. You don't have time for that subject. Amen. I don't have a bill. You don't have time for that. You don't have time for that. You got to go on. We got to go on. Amen. You're growing in Christ. Amen. You find a tree that never produced fruit, never grow up. Amen. Jesus said one time, amen, the farmer kept looking at, amen, looking at this field, amen, looking at this tree, and amen, and the Lord came through and said, cut it down. And the farmer just begged and said, give me one more year with it. Give me a little more time with it. So he dug around the tree, fertilized it, and he said, if that don't work, amen, we'll cut it down. Amen. We are the salt of the earth, amen, when it's salty. It's salty. Sometimes you don't put too much salt in the food, amen. It spoils the food. It spoils the eater, amen. Salt, you just need the right amount of salt. Just a little dab of salt to certain things, amen. You don't have to holler at people, run around people, amen. Just show them a love that you Christ, you love them, amen. You preserving their life, amen. You the salt, amen. You don't have to always dose them up with scriptures and songing and preaching and walking and talking about God. No, that's you running them away. Just a little bit of love, a little bit of consideration, a little bit of understanding. I've been there a little bit. Amen. You showing love because God showed love to us. Amen. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. And some of us, you know, this love that this world, God got to have a God in this world is under God's love. I know it's not under your love or my love. We don't have time for the things going on, but God loved the world, and he can tolerate things because he got the power. God got the power in his hand. He can tolerate things. Amen. It don't intimidate him. Amen. They can't influence him to change. Amen. No old school is there. So eliminate that idea about you got to, amen, your salvation all the time is, amen, is always put on 911 scale. No, let's eliminate that. We got to get rid of that. Amen. That subject is clear. You saved, so what? You sick, so what? You broke, so what? You have no friends, so what? Okay, let's go on. You still saved. Jesus loved you. Amen. It's the call for the elders of the church. They're going to pray over you. The devil attack here and there. He attacks your body, your mind, your clothes, your money, your family, your friends, rebuke him. Go on. Hebrews 6 says, therefore, let us leave the discussion of elementary, the principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance. Going around repenting all the time. Amen. Going around, amen, asking God to forgive you every time you turn around. Amen. We have to go to perfection. Amen. From dead works and faith towards God. doctrine of baptism, laying on the hand, resurrection of the dead, eternal life. Amen. This is what God would do if he would permit. It is impossible for those who have once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift, that's Jesus, and have become partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they have tasted the good word of God and the power of age to come, if they fall away, renew them again to repentance, that they may be crucified again to themselves, the Son of God, and put them to the over shame. Amen. I read Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Amen. We got to go on. Amen. Stop laying the same old foundation. Amen. With dead works. Amen. Stop doing the same old thing. You got to go on. Amen. You got to go on. Write letters to people. Don't you know you how to witness and how to get out of the old habit of things? Amen. It's about witnessing. God gave us power. And when you begin to witness and talk to people or pray for people, amen, and call them and try to better the situations and let people know where you stand, and that's it. You don't have to – the world knows where you stand with it by the way you live. They understand how you live, amen. They watch you, amen. They watch you. So as time goes on, amen, they understand – amen. You're a child of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. You love God, you know God, but you begin to show that Jesus, amen, Jesus loved the church. He cared for the church. He's the one that died for the church. Amen. The doors of the church is open. Amen. When Jesus rose from the dead, God gave him all power. Amen. So we're talking about old school. Old school church. Amen. We're going to open up the doors now. Amen. We'll open up the studio. That's how we work. Some people may have a comment, a vision or a dream they'd like to share. Amen. To the subject matter. Something that, amen. Maybe somebody asked you a question about your salvation. Maybe you still are dealing with the question about your salvation. That's what we're here about. Amen. But we know, once you've been born again, you still have to go on. Amen. There are some babies, amen, they take a long time to walk. You ever seen children? And parents say, well, he ain't walking yet. He ain't walking yet. The parents say, why he's not walking? Well, I don't know. Well, don't you know you got to help him? Got to help the nose, grab their arms and walk with them and let them walk a while until they get their confidence. Amen. Amen. So, well, he or she is not talking yet. Well, let's take the time. Amen. Amen. So some of us grow faster than others. All the way to how much the word of God that you have in you. Amen. And the people that you surround yourself with. Amen. You surround yourself with a lot of doubting Thomases. Amen. Your belief is going to be stuttered a little bit. It's going to be stunt a little bit. Amen. If you're around, amen, a lot of Pauls and Peters, amen, you be daring, you be strong. Amen. You know, if you make a mistake, God forgive you. You can move on. Amen. You can move on by faith. All things, amen, can be possible in faith. Amen. You won't give up so easy because they'd be ready to encourage you. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on, sis. Amen. You can make it. You can make it. I went through this. I went through that. Amen. You can see. Amen. So you got to put yourself, surrounding yourself, amen, with people with positive, amen, and attitude, amen, have good visions, amen. That's why you have to have and make sure you're in the right spiritual church, amen. We know we have to go on, but there's a lot of things could be happening, and all churches are not the same. All churches are not the same, amen. You're looking to read the book of Revelation. When you get off, go read the book of Revelation, amen. When you read the book of Corinthians, amen. You read Galatians. Amen. All these New Testament churches, amen, all had a problem. They all had physical problems. Amen. In growth, false teachers, liars, amen, entered the tabernacle. Amen. But God kept them, and Jesus wrote about it. Amen. All right, brethren, you can go to the phone and press one on your phone. Amen. And it's your time now. And like to say something or same or give a vision or dream, amen, we're trying to help each other. We want to be able to be helpers one to another. Amen. We press one on your phone, those of you that's new to the broadcast. Amen. Then our technician will put you in. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Or maybe you have already dialed 1-347-215-8816. And you just push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in the studio. You don't have to turn your phone off. Keep your phone on all the time. Amen. And we will give you every code out, and we will announce your last four digits, and that will be you, amen, to respond to the subject, old school church, old school church, what you have to say or what you should want to add, any comments, amen, you want to maybe ask the question, amen, if it can't be answered now, amen, we can answer it. Amen. We have a lot of great studious people in the program. I thank God for all of the all of you. Amen. All different area codes. Amen. Listening. If you just want to listen, thank God for you. Amen. If you want to put in, answer certain questions. Amen. You could also go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You'll find this broadcast again. Or you go to our website, church website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. There you'll find our website. You can maybe we'll send an email. Also, on Sunday mornings, broadcast is live stream. Amen. We're on Facebook, amen. We're also, amen, on the internet, amen. So whatever question or answer you have, or comments, we don't give out diplomas or certificates. Thank God for you being on the air and being visiting this program constantly, amen. But we don't give out certificates or as of yet, amen, but we just ask that your comments, amen, be in love, and that we be able to edify and help one another. All right, we're going, we're in the studio now, we probably maybe take about 3 or 4 comments, then we use always like to go in prayer for those of you, amen, wherever you might be, old school church, amen, regardless of what Sunday school or not, amen, now churches are slowly opening up, areas are being slowly, the assemblies coming back, amen. All right, we're at 561-5981.
Yes, good evening. I'm enjoying this
subject
of tonight. Old school church. Very great topic there. And one thing that I can say about the old school church, no, it was God. It was God from the beginning. It was God today. And it's going to be God forever from the old school church. And one thing I know that, you know, God is the Spirit. And the Bible tells us those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I truly believe that the difference in today and the old school church is that I believe we have lost a little of our confidence, understand that we are going through epidemic, going through COVID and all this, but if that doesn't have anything to do with us and our relationship with God as far as our duties. And to me, I believe it has been a thing that a lot of people have, this COVID have scared them a lot. And it's okay to be okay, because I do the same. I'm careful. I obey the law of the land. But it's all about God, though. God has more power than COVID and anything else. And I truly believe in Revelation 22. God said, I'm Alpha and I'm Omega. He said, I'm the beginning and I am the end. And I'm going to be the first and I am going to be the last. So I encourage us to let's hold on and let's just keep the faith no matter what we are going through. Let's keep doing what we're supposed to do from the old church even to the day. God bless you. It's my prayer.
All right. God bless you, man of God. Amen. It's all about the attitude. Amen. It's all about your attitude. You know, amen, when you believe in something, amen, people can't change you. Amen. Like, all right, we can press one on your phone. We don't want to take up all the time, but it's about your attitude. Amen. It's all about that. Amen. You can press one on your phone. You can dial, amen, one. If you already have dialed, you can press one. Amen. Because we're going to take about two more calls, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. Like the caller was saying that, amen, there's a lot of things that have come this way. A lot of things that have come to, not only just you, the whole world. And sometimes the enemy try to challenge you, amen, and try to put you in a box and put you in a little area that you're the only one. And your neighborhood is the only one. Amen. Your job is the only job. No. The whole world is going through these things. And this is about what the end time. All right, 561-6193. 561-6193. You're on the air. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Bishop, I'm calling about the old school. You see, I know about the old school because I'm 83 years old. And I can remember the times when we used to have to be sitting on the morning bench. Now they don't know nothing about the morning bench. They don't even mention the morning bench. As you said before, most churches look like they are still going ahead. They are backing up. They don't even preach like they used to. They don't even have service like they used to back in the olden days. I can remember back in the olden days like that when I was a boy, they used to have church, and they used to be glorified with what they were doing because they was doing it for Jesus. It wasn't a show. It wasn't no, I'm this, I'm that. They done forgot all about God. They put their business before they do God's business. And he don't like that because he's a jealous God. And I said that to say this, Bishop, keep on doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for your teaching. Thank you so much for your patience because you've had it with me. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Have a good day. Thank you for listening.
God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. All right, we have 561-1413. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. I apologize. I'm very late towards the end, but I would like to say it's never too late to hear a good word and just to be connected to the right vine. That I am. We all are. So I would like to say bless you, Bishop, and everybody in Blog Talk Land. The old school church, that old time religion is good enough for me, but it's better because I have a relationship for myself. Mama and Daddy had their thing going, but it's a blessing that I have that old school on the inside so I can deal with these new classes. Amen. God bless you. Holiness is still right, and I plan to graduate. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. All right. Let me take two more callers. Two more callers. They can get stirred up here a little bit. It's old school. It brings back some of them old hymns and the old prayers. Amen. Those of us who crossed the 50-yard line, amen, we're not saying it age-wise, but we, you know, age-wise, we've just been there a little bit longer, but amen. But, you know, it's good to have. I know when you be out of town, and say, well, you know where you're going? When the holidays come, say, well, you know, I'm going home and get some old-fashioned cooking. Amen. I'm going on this place. They cook good over here. They, you know, when he's overseas, he said, where are you going? I'm going to find a restaurant, man. They're getting the collard greens. And you know, people don't cook collard greens over here. They don't cook this. You know, nothing wrong with old-fashioned home, being home, love, what you brought up with. And that's what the Jesus Christ, amen. That's what we're talking about, the church. The church is anchored in God. All right, let me take up your time. We can take, all right, we've got another minute. We're going to go in prayer, but we can take one more caller. Take one more caller. You might have something you want to put in. Amen. Add into, amen, this recipe we got going. We got an old recipe going. Amen, amen. And if you believe, all right, 561-5981. Yes, sir.
Hello, you.
Go right ahead.
Is this for prayer or
yes,
comment?
Sir. Go ahead. Either one.
Well, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, again. Lord, we want to thank you again for another great day, another great lesson. We ask you, oh God, to continue blessing the man of God, dear God. Continue to bless the listeners, oh God. Father, I encourage them, oh God, that we must realize we are in praying time now. Old church, they was praying. See, somebody prayed for me, and they had me on their mind, and they took their time to pray for me. We must continue to just pray ye one for the other. Father, we ask you, oh God, to bless the listeners, oh God, those that, again, comment or whatever, but God, bless someone, oh God, for they will be able to receive this teaching and this word through this ministry. God bless you in Jesus' name and bless everybody. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. All right, 561-6193, your prayer.
Heavenly Father, oh my God, thank you. Thank you for all you have done for me down through the years. You protected me. You had your arms around me at all times, Lord Jesus. Thank you for sending the bishops, the pastors, and the gospel groups to my attention. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. You've been better to me than I've been myself. You blessed me with a wonderful wife, children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. My mother went home to see you 3 years ago, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, I know she's doing good now because absent from the body is being present with the Lord. And I know, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you have done and all you're going to do in my life. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen.
One more prayer. Amen. Every praise. 14:13.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all the hearts, minds that are on the line. We ask you to heal, set free, and deliver. We thank you for that old school religion, that gospel, that anointing, that Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for life, health, and strength. And we thank you just to have a voice to thank you and praise you. Thank you for everything, because everything is going down but the word of God. We ask you to meet every household on the line need right now and then spread abroad to those that know them. In Jesus' name, keep Bishop and his wife and family and the congregation and everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every
Thank you.